As here you are, everyone, with the Cover 3 Athletics Whippeel Football Weekly Preview Podcast. So we're here on the verge of week number one of the season. As we hope you guys have enjoyed our class-by-class breakdowns as our season guide's coming out here the next day or so. So the week one preview, though, for Whippeel Football. So there are no conference games still, so bear with us. It's a long list where it's going to go down and quickly talk about. So the big games we'll talk about a little bit. Other ones we'll breeze through. Trying to keep it short and concise for you guys. So let's get started. Aliquippa at Beaver Falls. The rivalry is renewed. Of course, different classes, so it's not as intense. But still, it doesn't change the fact that they're rivals. It's out in Geneva. Beaver Falls, they had a frustrating week zero loss to Blackhawk. They're trying to transition from the power run game of a year ago. They got into the Whippeel title. They wanted for him to now be more spread out. They had the talent to do so. They got the quarterback, you know, back in Brickner. It's just a matter of the Tigers, do they figure it out offensively this week? Defensively should be just fine. It's a matter of can the offense get together. Of course, Aliquippa, you know, similar boat. And they didn't. They had a scrimmage against Penn Hills last Thursday. They're in action for their first game now. And again, they have a new quarterback, Quinn and Good, trying to lead things for the Quips. You have guys stepping into roles. You have a solid group of receivers back. And you have the line play. As both these teams are very good linemen, and I think it's just a matter of two quarterbacks trying to grow in different ways. And again, teams that can light it up and spread it out, but also we're used to seeing them pound the rock. I mean, I expect a physical, tough game. It's going to be fierce. It's going to be fun to watch. It has also the history behind it. And I don't know. This one's a tough one to pick, but I am going to say, and I think Aliquippa's going to find a way to eke it out, but it should be a very good and surprisingly high-scoring game. Alderdice travels to West Virginia to play Oakland. Alderdice, a tough schedule to start, getting them props, and they're just trying to gear for the City League. Apollo Ridge at Avonworth. You look at these games, the Antelopes, they're hungry this year. They want to come back and make a statement. Apollo Ridge, they're a younger team trying to, you know, basically fill the voids up by a strong senior class that graduated and kind of learn on the fly. At the end of Avonworth has the best couple of players on the field. I think they're going to win this game at home comfortably. Avella's at Fort Cherry. This is an interesting game because Avella, they were a surprise team in 2020 to make the playoffs out of the Tri-County South. Fort Cherry, they're trying to rebuild the program now. Tanner Gary, who quarterbacked for them in like 2012, he's now a second year as head coach. And he's doing good things with the program, and he has a nice solid core led by Maddox Trushel, Dylan Rogers, Dale Alessandro, Mitchell Cook, and then Nasir Sonnen, or his brother, I apologize if I mixed it up. But you have a nice core of Rangers that are back. Fort Cherry believes they could be a playoff team this year, especially with the playoffs being back to a 15-team field. It is a 15-team field. So you look at things at the end of the day. I think Fort Cherry at home finds a way to win this game because their offense is very dynamic and they're experienced. Well, Avella, they did not do good in week zero, losing 42-6 to Mapletown. They lost some pieces to graduation. The Eagles do have their quarterback, leading rusher, and a veteran receiver back with a couple of linemen. But at the end of the day, I think it's more of a growing curve for them right now. Got to go Fort Cherry. And then the Central Valley Beaver game has been waived off, apparently, so they're not going to play. As the list I have says it's postponed. Char Valley hosting Bell Vernon, a playoff rematch. And at the end of the day, I think this game, Bell Vernon, you know, they're a little bit of frustrating start to the season with the scrimmages and such. Char Valley held off West Mifflin in one of the better Week Zero games. I think Bell Vernon, though, with the defense they have, with the duo Woodlock and Martin, going to go on the road to be able to win this game, but it should be a bit of a shootout. Best center is at California, a little bit of a rivalry there. California, they're thinking another TCS crown, and they want to make a deep run in the 1A playoffs. Best center's trying to rebuild the program and kind of restore it to the playoff ways that they were used to for 17 years in a row, but they're not time yet. I think Cal has too much talent. Having Hunter Assad be their quarterback adds them another dynamic, allows Damani Stafford to be the running back. The defense is good. Trojans at home. Baldwin hosting Bethel Park. One time, quad A rivals, then 6A rivals, then 5A rivals. Now it's interclass. As both the teams trying to step in the right direction, as Bethel Park had a winless year, they were really young in 2020. They come back, they're now experienced. They had a rough show against Mount Lebanon in week zero, though, trying to rebound. Baldwin trying to pick up where kind of things have been leaving off the last couple of years. Tim Sweeney, year number two, taking on the program. They're trying to be a playoff team and trying to have a younger cast of guys, again, grow into varsity roles quickly. But I think Bethel Park on the road with the experience that they have and the talent they have in the junior class is going to find a way to win this game and maybe be you know, a second crack at a confidence booster for the Blackhawks. Bishop Cam is at Carleton. Neighborhood series here. I like the Crusaders. I think they're just the better team. Carleton lost to Northgate, who had a 1-30-some games last week. Cam, I think, is on the upswing. I like them to win. Brashear goes to Erie to play McDowell. I think McDowell wins this game. Brashear, they have the big name of Tamir Robinson, some other guys getting looks by FBS, FCS schools. But until they put it together on the field and get results, you know, it's hard to pick them. And McDowell's pretty solid up there. Got to go them. Brownsville at McGuffey. Brownsville's trying to rebuild the program, figuring things out. McGuffey, they're thinking conference title again and more. Highlanders at home big. West Green hosts Burgettstown. And again, Burgettstown, they're trying, you know, again, they had a nice playoff run going. They switched to 1A. They had a new coach. They had a rough year last year. This year they have a young team with a couple guys trying to lead the bounce back. West Green are deep. They're hungry, and they're poised for a TCS crown, a redemption run, and maybe even more. They were just 2 years removed from making the 1A semifinals. So I like West Green at home, and honestly, for it not to be close. Carmichael's goes to Charleroi, and I like the Mighty Mikes. I think they got the better quarterback. They have, you know, I think the better number one receiver. They pound the rock. They have a nice group of linemen. Charleroi, they got the Pellegrini brothers and company. They got some other guys, but I just think Carmichael's is a little bit more back. But it should be an interesting game. Because keep in mind, Carmichael's wasn't too it. They did struggle. So we'll see how it is now a couple years later. Connellsville goes to Greensburg-Salem. Again, I mean, size-wise, a little bit of a mismatch, but not too much. The Falcons, they're trying to restore the historic culture. Greensburg-Salem's still trying to snap a 7-game losing streak now and getting win number 701. They almost had a week ago against Hempfield, but they lost in the fourth quarter despite a good offensive performance. This week, I think, I expect the Golden Lions to put the points up and move the ball again. It's a matter of if the defense get enough stops. Collinsville's playing a younger team just to get that experience. I think Greensburg-Salem finally gets through and gets that 700 first victory in their history. Another rivalry set up, Armstrong hosting Deer Lakes. Caden Olson, the Riverhawk offense, looked absolutely fantastic against Freeport. Again, they still need to solve questions about the run game and have these young guys continue to grow as receivers. But again, Deer Lakes, they were a young team last year. They're still kind of a young one this year. Derek Berg is a sophomore quarterback. We'll see his progression. By the end of it, I think Olsen has a year older, a year better. Armstrong had a really good week zero showing. I like them to win at home and cover it comfortably. East Allegheny goes to Sarah Catholic. Sarah Catholic, they're saying the talk this year, 16-0 or bust. East Day wants to make it back to the playoffs and do some damage. Again, this is a good test for both sides, I think, because East Day is a quality team in Class 3A. Sarah is one of the favorites in Class 2A. I think Sarah does find a way to win at home, though. Elwood City goes to the Union. The Scotties trying to maintain their solid, consistent program, let alone making a playoff run. Elwood City wants to get a victory and start turning things around. They have a nice little senior group that can do so, but they have to wait. I like Union to find a way to win this game. Franklin Regional at Kiski Area, a pair of 5A schools going at it. Both vying for playoff spots in their conference. As Kiski, you got the stout defense, you got the power run game, you got the good line play. You have two guys that are veteran experience at quarterback, along with a good receiver in Calvin Heinle. Franklin Regional, Caden Smith absolutely balled out for them a week ago. He's back this week to kind of lead a younger team. And I think, though, Lance Getzey's done a lot of great things at Franklin Regional, but I think Kiski's the better team right now, like the Cavaliers do roll to 2-0 at home. Frazier goes to Brownwood. I think Brown has a lot to replace despite the quarterback. Frazier has the duo back, Boggs and Dorison. They also have the star linebackers. At the end of the day, I think the Commodores get a victory. Freeport goes the Knock. Both had a rough week zeros. Freeport has higher expectations. Knock's trying to bounce back for a winless season. I think the Yellow Jackets find a way to fly and get this W to go on the right track in 2021. Hampton goes to Fox Chapel. The Foxes, they had a rough week zero too. They're trying to kind of retool the team without having to rebuild it. Hampton, we have them winning the conference. That's our pick. And again, this experienced team should be able to win this game. And I like the Talbots to do so. Hempfield is at Penn Trafford. Former Quad A, 6A rivals. And now it's the interclass. But the Warriors have high expectations. Caden Iacomelli's a little bit banged up, but he should be okay going forward. The new quarterback, Green, obviously made a splash in week zero. I think Penn Trafford at home is going to win this game. But again, Hempfield has some momentum after they rallied in the fourth quarter, so you never, if there's ever time for an upset, it would be now. Highlands of that Valley, Chandler Timmons, and the Golden Rams. I think just a little bit more talent. And again, you the veteran quarterback. I like them on the road. Hopewell is at Blackhawk. Hopewell, it's become a total rebuild for them. Blackhawk is ready to get back to being towards the top of the conference, being a 4A dark horse or competitor. I like Blackhawk to win this game and know to do so comfortably. Imani Christian's at Manesson. Both small programs, both trying to restore, in Manesson's case, the great history, tradition. In Imani's case, you know, what got them to the Whipple Finals a couple years ago. But Malik Shannon, Rayshon Jackson, the two best players on the field, the two most experienced. Imani's got more experience. I like them to win that with, you know, pull away late. Indiana's at Burl. This is a game you think Indiana has to win if they want to compete and try to be a playoff team in Class 4A. Burl, you wonder if you're good at this year because they have to replace a lot of a senior class from, you know, a team that was roughly 500. You just wonder what Burl's going to provide. I think Indiana's got the more solid, you know, I think they're, for, you know, less depth, I think they're more solid. And I just think Indiana, you know, has the two stars in Flynn and Harrington that are going to be game breakers and win the game for them. And control the clock, keep the Burl offense off the field. Keystone Oaks goes to South Park. Interesting matchup here as both these teams have had some duels. Or, you know, and you look at them, Keystone Oaks, you have skill guys back. You got the two big bruisers in the run game and the anchor of the defense. Quarterback's a young guy you're trying to figure out. South Park, though, you went through that a year ago, having to plug and place guys. Guys step up, kind of retool things after an injury, and it made them better, and they made the playoffs. This year they come back. Harper Conroy's a junior. You got some other guys that are benefiting from, or should benefit from, the experience of a year ago. South Park at home's the pick. Westinghouse hosts the school from Ohio. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs just because Homer Bias, City League defending champs, a good solid team. To say it's always a good bet at it. Latrobe goes to Norwin. And the second week in a row that the Knights are hosting a 5A team. And Latrobe, I mean, they're kind of a team that's, you know, that thinks they could be competitive. They have some guys back who played last year. They expect to take on bigger roles in 2021. Norwin's trying to kind of retool the team and figure out what they have and bridge a gap between a senior class that hasn't had a lot of success versus, you know, a young class that's up and coming that could help. But I think Latrobe's going to win this game. I think the Wildcats, behind Bobby Feder and Drake Clayton and such, will find a way to pull some. What could be one of the more wild games of the Friday night. And then a big neighborhood clash here. Laurel's at Shenango. Of course, Laurel, Class 2A Midwestern Conference. Shenango's Class 1A now, the Big 7. Shenango, they week 0 didn't go so good for them. As, of course, looking at it, you're trying to figure out the new quarterback, replacing Reese Watkins, and kind of retooling everything. It's a mix of experience and inexperience for the Wildcats. On the other hand, things Laurel, they're loaded. They have Luke McCoy leading them along with Kobe DeRosa. I think Laurel just has more in every facet of the roster, and I think they'll win this game. Laurel Highlands goes to Southmoreland. Ronnie Gallagher and the Mustangs look good. He balled out. Southmoreland had a very good week 0 showing, too, and they're one of the more surprising teams of the week. But I think Gallagher's the best player on the field by far. I think his team is more talent and more depth, so I like them to get the road win. Ligonier Valley's at Elizabeth Ford. Now, this is one of these week one non-conference games you circle. Because Ligonier Valley, year number two, back in the Whipple, you know, they're in 2A. Elizabeth Ford, you know, has owned the Interstate Conference in Class 3A for the last handful of years now. Now they're trying to get back to the title game. Ligonier Valley pitches everybody, literally has everybody back. EF has some holes to fill. Man, it's so solid. And I think this is gonna be a low scoring physical football game. I mean, EF edged out Ringgold 12-6. I think this is gonna be a physical game. It's gonna be lower scoring, but I think it's gonna be Ligonier Valley going on the road, pulling up a surprise, and what's gonna be kind of one of those crazy 18-15, 18-14 type games. Mapletown's at Northgate. Can the Flames make it two in a row after losing 32 straight? The Maples would like to make it two in a row this year as well, and I think they do. Lance Stevenson's the best player on the field, and there's really no argument about that. This matchup, the Maples have a nice senior group, and they're thinking playoffs. And who knows? You know, they get some momentum in these non-conference games. They take care of business now. And then they take care of that business in conference play. They could easily be in the top half of the conference, and just maybe surprise somebody, one of the big dogs. Mars is at Shaler, and boy, Shaler's coming off a week 0 victory that snapped a losing skid for them, and they put up 37 points. Mars would like to forget week zero. It was just not good for them after the first 6 minutes. And again, you look at these two different classes now, but they're all in the same neighborhood. At the end of the day, I think Shaylor's going to be more excited. They seem to be more together. They have a nice win over Newcastle on their resume this year. And I think the Titans at home win this game. Mars still has some things to figure out. Mohawk at Cornell. Cornell, you know, they hope a young team, you know, can grow and mature this year. They got Timmy Henderson, who's an absolute game breaker. Mohawk, though, you have your duo of John Voss and Mark Conti back, and they need some other guys to step up. I think, though, Cornell at home has the game breakers, and I think Henderson's going to do something crazy, and they're going to win this game because of it. Moon hosts Montour. Montour just got throttled by South Fed last week. Moon was absolutely phenomenal at Seneca Valley. I think the Tigers at home take care of business, get to 2-0. I think they're the better team. Mount Pleasant's at Derry. Again, they have some history recently, but of course, Ray Lyman split them up. Derry, yeah, they'd love to forget week zero. Not a good show, because they're a younger team trying just to, you know, basically rebuild and learn quickly. On the other hand, Mount Pleasant, they want to make it back to the playoffs. Aaron Alaskan, Robbie Labuda, Tyler Reese. I mean, you got more than enough experience and talent there. They should win this game by a couple scores. Neshanic at Southside Beaver. This one's got some intrigue. Both are in 2A, just different conferences. Southside had just bad luck last 2020 for them. I mean, injuries and losing 4-1 score games, you know, against Neshanic, who surprised some people and had some breakout stars. So get to this year, going to week one. Southside, you want to keep that momentum going. You want to turn the corner, you know, and have your new quarterback get accustomed with your other veterans. Neshanic, Cameron Owens, Kurt Summerfield, a dynamic duo. You have experience all over. And because of that, I think Owens is the best player on the field. I think Neshanic goes on the road and wins this game. I think it's going to be a close, hard-fought game. One of those, like, 26-17 games. Rochester hosts New Brighton. The Lions, you know, they're trying to fill voids left by graduation. Rochester, I mean, they're set. I mean, they got the linemen. They got the defense. You know, Jerome Mullins is a shutdown corner, and he expects more in the return game on a receiver this year. Sally Ore, Denny Robinson are the 1-2 punch in the backfield. Parker Lyons, now a junior quarterback, hoping that he can become more, a little bit more active with throwing the ball. I think Rochester is the better team. They're going to win at home. NA goes to Pinkerton Central, Ohio. Pinkerton Central is an Ohio State power. NA obviously is one of our powers. And again, NA, I think, like I said, they took care of business in week zero. They weren't going to go crazy. So I think if they have the talent good enough to compete in this game and win this game, I'll be honest, I don't know a whole lot about the opponent. So I expect NA to be very competitive and be in this game all the way through and either lose a close one or win by 10-plus points. North Cal is at Ambridge. Ambridge, they were more competitive in their first game under Sherman McBride. North Cal is absolutely loaded. Jack Fennell went nuts. I think Fennell, the senior, Joey Prentice, and all them, aren't going to have much trouble in this game. Olsh is at Riverside. The Panthers, they need to try and turn things around. They want to be a playoff team. Olsh wants to get over the hump in their own conference and be a contender for the 1A title. I think of this, Olsh just has more back from a more successful team. I think they go on the road and get the victory. Central Catholic hosts hosts Penn Hills. Another intriguing game you circle this week. So Penn Hills at Central Catholic. The Indians get their first game. They'd love to surprise people, see the Duggars' progression, Julian and Jaden, as well as the other guys like Amir Key, who had some nice starts as a freshman. Now he's a sophomore trying to power the run game. The other side, the Vikings, they have an own sophomore, Payne and Ware, at quarterback, trying to work his way back from that gruesome leg injury and just get more experience. But then again, Central with the sample story, you have strong upperclassmen, should have one of the best defenses in the Whippeel. I think the Vikings do win, but expect the Penals to show up and be in the game for four quarters. KMAC hosts Pierce Township. KMAC has a senior offense with a trio of receivers, as well as star running back Ryan Angus, have a couple of linemen. And then you also have Mike Evans, a sophomore, taking over a quarterback with Ben Urso and Deuce Lines available if needed. So you have a lot. Pierce Township, you're trying to figure out quarterback, figure out some other guys' roles, see Pate and Petranka, and figure it out. But at the end of the day, I think Pierce Township has more of a winning culture than KMAC does. I think they'll find a way to win the game on the road. Seneca Valley hosts Pine Ridgeland. This, I mean, again, there's a lot of history here. Both teams want to forget what happened last week and move on. Someone's going to get that first victory. Of course, Pierre had a tough go against Harrisburg in the second half. Seneca Valley just had a tough go most of the night against Moon. But I think Pierre are more talent. You know, and plus the PR, the defense is going to know the offense Seneca's running. Now, of course, if you're writing, like, a story, you know, would it be something if Ryan Lehmer and the other two assistants they got let go, in, you know, now they're at Seneca, led Seneca to upset them. But I think PR is just a better team. North Hills hosts Plum. I think North Hills is going to cruise. I just think Plum right now is a young team. North Hills is really good. Against one of Plum's conference rivals, Mars, last week. I think North Hills takes over with Robert Dickerson, John Green this week. Newcastle hosts Quaker Valley. I think this is a game where either the Red Hurricanes can get some swag back and get a win, or if it goes well enough for the Quakers, it might be their bounce back game. Lost my place. There it is. Shar Houston, they host Riverview. I think Shar Houston, much more talent, much more depth between the two. They should have no trouble getting the win there. St. LaSalle is at GCC, the battle of the private schools. Both had, again, rough last week coming to this week. I think personally, GCC is a little more talent, a little more experience at the quarterback position. And I think they'll win, but I think it might be one of those just wacky games where it's high scoring or low scoring. It's going to be wacky. Shadyside goes to Springdale. Bulldogs are a young team. Springdale's thinking title or bust. I like Springdale to keep that going. South Allegheny goes to Ohio against St. Clairsville. No idea who they are, so I'm going to say South. I think South A wins. I really don't know much of their team, but South A, they have a lot of talent that returns, and they're an older group, and they're more versatile on offense, so I think that's going to help them this year. Steel Valley's at Clairton. This would have been a marquee game a couple years ago. Now it's a case of Steel Valley trying to rebuild and retool Clairton, maintaining its level to seeing how at what extent. Bears at home by at least 3 scores. Jeanette hosts Starrock, so this would have been another high-key game, but unfortunately the transfers really kind of put Jeanette in a tizzy this year. Starrock's thinking title or bust. I think Leroy Johnson and the crew will make easy work with just a young, shorthanded Jeanette team. TJ's at Gateway. This is the game of the week. I mean, again, the Jaguars trying to start strong. You know, there's a bunch of new guys. The Gators, on the other hand, trying to make a statement. I think Gateway at home finds a way to spread out TJ and just do them and a little contain the run game that they're accustomed to. So I think Gateway will do this and they'll win. Then a little bit of City League here. University Prep's at Sharon. I think Sharon's going to win the game. They usually are pretty strong. Usually UPrep's good, but just think they're outmatched this one. Another neighborhood rivalry renew, which is going Upper St. Clair at Mount Lebanon. Of course, Mount Lebanon beat Bethel Park 28-0. USC gets their crack now, as Mount Lebanon's a 6A school here. Looking at things, I think it's going to be a case of Upper St. Clair's going to try to use their two feature backs in Heaster and J.B. Brown, as they should, let alone have Sapulio do his thing on the outside. Mount Lebanon's going to try to air him out with the senior class they have at the end. I think Mount Lebanon's at home. Both teams are coming in high. But I just think Mount Lebanon with the seniors will find a way to edge them out, which could be the best game of the weekend. Definitely the most story behind it. Jeff Morgan hosts Washington. Jeff Morgan's in a rebuild. Wash High is on a redemption tour. Prexy's by at least 4 scores. Waynesburg is at Benworth. Both teams are trying to rebuild. I'm going to say Waynesburg. I think there's a little more positive vibes there. I think they'll find a way to get a road win. West Day's at Trinity. Trinity believes they can compete in the Big 8 and 4A, which they certainly can. West A is trying to make a move in the 5A Allegheny 6. I think the Indians, with that offense, Gavin Miller and Jayshon Spencer, are going to spread them up. They might put up a 50-burger, but I like them to win by a couple scores. West Mifflin's at South Fayette. This one's some intrigue. South Fayette, questions about the end of the year. They looked really good, though, in Week 0. West Mifflin, they nearly beat Char Valley. And I think it's a contrast of styles, because South Fayette, they want to air it out and go quickly. They have a stud in sophomore Nate Deans. West Mifflin, though, is a strong junior class with some seniors. They want to keep it on the ground. And I'm going to pick an upset. I think West Mifflin goes on the road and wins this game. I think defensively they're good enough to hang with the passing attack. I think it's early in the year. There's a lot, and there's enough inexperience for the Lions that's going to slow them down. And I think West Mifflin's offense is good enough to find a way to grind it out, pound it out, and sneak this game away. Western Beaver goes to Freedom. And I'm going to go Western Beaver. I think they're just the better team. Yawk at Ringgold. Talk about opportunity for somebody to get an early victory. But I'm going to go Ringgold. The Rams looked pretty good in Week 0. This is their chance. I think they break through, get a victory. Is Yawk trying to mix a younger kids up to bigger roles. I think they could be good in time, but not right now. And then actually on Thursday night to start things, Uniontown goes to Perry. As I think Perry's going to win the game. As Uniontown's a lot of work to do, and Perry has some guys back along with Terry's Fearby. And then Saturday is just three games scheduled. As Carrick hosts Weird Tim and Dawn out of West Virginia. Carrick needs a win before I pick him, so I'll go West Virginia. Leechburg's at Summit Academy. Leechburg should win that one. It's just a matter of how many points. I'm going to say Braylon Lovelace and the Blue Devils, they will put up, I think they'll put up 73 points. Lovelace will have 5 touchdowns. That's the pick there. And then one of the bigger games of the weekend in the Capron on Saturday, McKeesport hosting Woody High. Unfortunately, this is an interclass game as Woody High is 5A in the Big East, and McKeesport is in the Big 8 in Class 4A. So unfortunately, it's not a conference game because that'd be a banger. But these two teams are both hungry, both want to make big moves, both have great traditions. This one's a tough one, but I'm going to go McKeesport at home. I think the Tigers are serious players in 4A, not just in the Big 8, but in the whole picture. They got the wing T. They have an experienced quarterback running it. They have a good defense. They have a bunch of game breakers that you can get the ball to, and they all can take turns, like Bobby Boyd stuff in Week 0. Woody High, I mean, they have the best player in Deontay Williams. The kid's an absolute animal. He's a stud. Doesn't get enough credit still. And they got him a receiver in Lewis Cowway, transferred in. Aris Seabless is back in the run game. You have guys on the line. They're Woody High. They're good. And both these teams are never easy to beat. I just think McKeesport being home with a little bit deeper of a talent pool back, I think they're going to win this game. But this could be a good wild game on a Saturday afternoon. I believe it's a noon kickoff. So if you're bored and you're not tuning into college ball just yet, or maybe don't want to tune into college ball, whatever the case may be, this might be a game to watch. Actually, it will be a game to watch. McKeesport Woody High Saturday at noon. So, and if I missed any game, I apologize. Or if I got something wrong and something changed, I apologize. But that's the list I have to go off of. So, that is the Week 1 lineup. All non-conference games. Woo! Talk about a mouthful. So, we'll see what happens. Of course, even though it's a non-conference game, some of it's even outside the classification, they still matter. It's still a big deal, and they're still important. Because it's all about early season momentum, younger guys getting experience and filling in the roles, and also just tinkering with things a little bit on the offensive, defensive ends too. But mainly it's a confidence thing. It's confidence. Especially for these teams who are trying to elevate themselves or kind of make a jump or get competitive. You know, or groups of players who are, you know, who are trying to step in and go on the fly. These games, these weeks matter because it builds up. It builds up, you know, for when the conference play begins, and then also the playoffs are full in sight. And some conferences, you know, they won't have to start that play for another couple weeks. You know, some even towards like Week 5 or Week 6, and it'll be the back end stretch. Others it's just starting within a week or two. So it all comes together in the grand scheme of things. So that's that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. As to view this podcast episode and any other ones, as well as our season preview ones, go to our website, which is cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA, and it's cover, the number 3 athletics, in the address bar. Also find Cover 3 Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok for more and anything else. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I know I did. And we will see you guys next time. Take care.